We're in a Tivot Shalom on page Kuf Nun Dalid in Parshat Yitro. It is great to be back with alum from so many different places, from JLIC, from Lev, from Tiferet. It's really, really great to see you all. Special shout out and thank you to Tiferet Shanabet that kept the Shirim going on the WhatsApp chat for the last 4 months and for being a part of making this continue. And very, very special thank you to today's anonymous sponsor. This year is for Refuah for Daniel David Ben Aziza, Konstantin Ben Yan, Fega Lea Batsara, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora, Tzvi Ben Yital, in honor of Bnei Yisrael getting the Aseret HaDibrot, and in the schluss that, and this, it's sponsored in the schluss that all of the singles doing their ishtadlus out there should find their zivug this year, especially Talia Bat Chana, and that Tinok Ben Tzipora is born in the times of Mashiach, and that the Beit HaMikdash will be built, and that the process will have started by then. So thank you to our clearly very holy and very insightful anonymous sponsor, for helping make this year happen, for clearly the breath of neshama that you have to wish all of those wonderful things and to be committed to making that happen through your tzedakah and through your supporting of Torah for all of us. And Bezrat Hashem, and that's close, all of those things should come to be. Parsha Yitro, so let's jump in. Parsha Yitro, page Kuf Nun Dalet. Tachlita Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What a great, what better time to come back together than to receive the Torah, right? That's what we have to get back together, to receive the Torah. Parsha Yitro. So, Besfarah Makadosh, Besefer HaKadosh Noam Elimelech, Ita Ala Pasuk, Vaidaber Elokim, Et Kol Adrim Ha'ela Limor, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In the Noam Elimelech, he writes about the Pasuk, the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Sorry, Et Kol Adrim Ha'ela Limor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all of these things and said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Vaidaber Elokim Et Kol Adrim Ha'ela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all of these things. Tachlit kol advarim hi lemor anochi Hashem Elokecha. That the goal of all of these things, how does Noam Elokecha understand this pasuk? That the goal of all of this, the goal of all of these things, what's the goal? The goal is anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the goal. Lahashrish biyudi ki anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shiye davuk b'Hashem Yiparach. To root within a Jew that God is our God, that I am Hashem your God, that I'm davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal Yedea Torah, meaning all of this, all of the Torah, what was all of it for? What is all of it for? Through the Torah, magi'im l'dveikut be'emunah. Through the Torah, we get to dveikut. We get to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get a reality of emunat Hashem. V'zeh tachlit kol haTorah. That is the goal, that is the ultimate goal of all of the Torah itself. Uveiro pi ma'amar Chazal, and he explains it based on the Chazal in Masechet Shabbat. We've talked about this in many of our shirim in the Sefer Shalom, certainly in the other WhatsApp group, in our Parsha Shirim. Anochi Notrikun, the incredible, incredible insight of Chazal here, that it could have said Ani Hashem Elokecha, but the first of the Aseret Dibrot starts with Anochi Hashem Elokecha instead. Why Anochi? Why the extra chaf? Why the different word? So powerfully Chazal saying Anochi, that the word Anochi is a Notrikun, it's an acronym. Again, if Gemara didn't say it, we couldn't say it. It would be heretical to say it. But the Gemara says it, Chazal say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. Ana nafshi ketivat yahavit. Anochi is an acronym for, I, my soul, did I write into the Torah and give to the Jewish people. I, my soul, did I write and give. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the word Anochi to indicate to us that somehow impossibly, it needs to be understood. I, my soul, did somehow impossibly, did I write into the Torah and give to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol katav v'hichnis nafsho b'tocho tiyot HaTorah HaKadosha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow, again, impossibly, kiviyachol, took his soul, so to speak, and he puts it into the letters of the Torah HaKadosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts himself into the Torah, so to speak. Kol HaTorah hi levush lishma dekut shabrich hu. The whole Torah itself, it's a levush. It's just an outer garment. What's it really in essence? What is the Torah itself? The Torah is a revelation of the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a garment just covering up the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our access to the infinite. The Torah is that access point to the infinite. How can we possibly know anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we possibly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we have anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can't. We're nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there isn't any way for you to do it on your own. And I'm giving you the Torah. What is the Torah? The Torah is the means to connect to me, to access me, to draw close to me, to cling to me. That's the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us with the Torah. That's what we're getting this week in the parasha. Hazman marer et hakriya, v'hakriya marer et hazman. It goes both ways. This week, there's an element of Matan Torah this week. It's not Shavuos, that's fine. We're reading Matan Torah. So there's an element in time of Matan Torah right now. And we're about to receive the Torah. What is that Torah that we're receiving? It's that which binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us access to understand in some small way, to connect in some small, real way, to bind ourselves, to link ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaTorah hi levush lishma dekucha brichu. The whole Torah is just a garment covering up, right? But telling us that it's there. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kashir Yehudi lomed Torah. And when every single one of us, wherever we may be, wherever and whenever we learn Torah, all of us coming together, learn a Sivo Shalom together on Zoom, when we open up a Sefer on our own, we open up a Chumash, we open up a Tanakh, we open up a Mishnah, we open up a Gemara, we open up Halakha, we open up Ashkafa, we open up Chassidut, we open up Musar, whatever we're opening up and we're learning. Whenever we open up Torah and we learn, when we open up and learn Torah, et kol hadvarim ha'ila, all of it, nechkak b'libo ki anochi Hashem Elokecha, it's all getting us to one goal. It's all getting us to the goal of anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. I am Hashem. I am God. And I'm your God. And I am connected to you. Elokecha. Nitzivot Shalom says that in so many different pieces. Maybe even in this piece I'll do it as well. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's personal. I'm not just God. I am your God. I am connected to you. And this is how we're going to connect to each other. We get to it through the Torah. Top of the next column. For anybody who just joined us, I'm just quickly... You'll see in a second the file with the photocopy will pop up in 15 seconds. He continues on and says, top of the second column. Learning that Torah connects us, binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Sfar HaKadoshim saying, that all of the Torah and all of the mitzvot, the Sfar bring this down, all of Torah and all of mitzvot, it just popped up, all of Torah and all of mitzvot are all to get us to the one mitzvah, the central mitzvah of Uvot Tidbach, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch. That's where all of Torah and mitzvot is leading us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch. Well, those who have learned with me Derech Hashem, right, it's very clear from Derech Hashem that that's the case also. You see how once you understand all these things, they all weave into each other beautifully because it's all one Torah. The goal of life is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of creation is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Torah, which tells us how to live life, the whole goal of Torah is to get us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol taryag mitzvot himarak itzot. The Sfarim say, it's a wild thing, that the 613 mitzvot are 613 pieces of advice. There's 613 pieces of advice for what? The Kolshon HaZohar HaKadosh, Itzi, and 613 streams that are all going to one central location of Al Yadam Yagil Liyudil Hit Dabek Pashem Parach. There's 613 pieces of advice. How do I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every single one of the mitzvot. How do I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what it's about. I think I'm fairly certain, it's been many years, that I heard this from Rav Kellerman, one of his shiurim. He very beautifully says, that he says that's what mitzvot are. There's 613 ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know how to show that you love me? These are the 613 ways to show me that you love me. That's what it is. And he talks, I'm sure it's a Kelman. He talks about there in one of the Shirim, I think it's Zvon Tisha B'Av. For whatever reason, he talks about it there. But he talks about it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you not to flick a light switch on Shabbos. And you think to yourself, like, what does it matter? Does God really care? And the mashal, this is my mashal, so I don't remember what he says there in that cheer, but it's all the same idea. You have to understand, meaning kilu, so I've told this story many times before, this idea, but again, you see it, you have to understand it, like, this is what it's about. You know, so like, when you get married, it's written down, there's a rule book that every chassan gets shown before he's married, of all of the things that you must do as a husband. So one of them is you must bring your wife flowers on Erev Shabbos. Non-Jews are very confused by that one. You have to bring flowers to your wife on Erev Shabbos. So I did for a very long time. And it turns out that I was bringing it week in and week out, week in and week out, week in and week out. And eventually my wife said she doesn't want flowers. She doesn't want flowers on Erev Shabbos. It's so much more stress for her to get the flowers on Erev Shabbos, have to cut off the ends, put them in the water, and then put them out before Shabbos starts. And then after Shabbos, before the next Shabbos, take them out and wash the whole thing. It's like, it's just not worth it. She doesn't care enough for the flowers to have to go through all of that. So can you imagine if the next week I came home and I said, I brought you flowers. And she said, why? I told her, why? I said, I don't care. I'm supposed to bring you flowers. I want to bring you flowers. I'd be sleeping on the couch. Didn't do it. Don't know from personal experience. But I'd be sleeping on the couch, right? Because that's not what you do when we understand innately that that's ridiculous. Even though you're supposed to, if the person doesn't want it, you don't want to do it. Now, the first thing that says, if I were to say fictionally, that the story was as I stopped bringing the flowers and everybody was happy. But if I were to say in this fictional version of the story, like, you know, Shoshana, but I want to bring you flowers. I'm going to bring you flowers. That would be crazy. Why would you do that? So say, okay, fine. You don't want to say, well, no, I'll stop bringing you flowers, but only once you explain to me why you don't want the flowers. That also, we understand intuitively that that's like not how a husband and wife interact. That's not how a relationship works. What do you say? I didn't know. I'm so sorry. You know what? Going forward, if that's what makes you happy, I won't bring you flowers. But if I really care about my wife, the first thing I'll do is I'll say I'm not going to bring it anymore. The second thing I'll say is I'm so curious. Why don't you like flowers on Erev Shabbos? Why don't you want flowers on Erev Shabbos? Because it gives me an insight into you, right? So first of all, by the way, that is Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's what Na'aseh V'Nishma is all about. Meaning the first thing is Beseder. If that's what you want me to do, I'm going to do it. But and Nishma isn't, I'll do it and I want to understand it because I want to understand you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we're saying here is again, all of this, all of these mitzvot, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he care if I flick on a light on Shabbos? The answer just doesn't matter. God's telling you, if you want to show me you love me, that's what I want. If you want to connect to me, that's what you need to do. And that's what Na'aseh V'Nishma is all about. Every single one of the 613 mitzvot, what are they all about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, do this and you'll connect to me. Do this and you'll show that you love me. I'm giving it away. Nobody can understand how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving away how to connect to me for free. For free. It's all in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it at Har Sinai. That's it. It's accessible to everyone. Right? It's accessible to everyone. And he says, I'm telling you how to connect to me. And the first thing is, don't say, what? Is it Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah, he cares. So no, I'm not going to turn off the light. I'm not going to turn on the light. I'm not going to touch the light. And if I don't understand it, that's dafka the next step. To turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through turning to his Torah. And saying, why don't you want me to turn on that light? What is it about? What does it mean that it's a creative activity? Why do you want me to refrain from not work, but creative activity on Shabbos? Why do you want me to emulate what you did in creation? Why do you want my Shabbat to be like your Shabbat? How does that bring us close? There's worlds to begin to open up there once you start to open it up. But that's the idea. And again, what he's saying here is these are 613 ways. The 613 mitzvot, therefore, are 613 ways. This is a little bit of a taste of what that's about. That they bring us to Uvoti Bak. They bring us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time I do a mitzvah. Especially the ones I don't understand. To put a smile on my face and say, I don't understand. I don't know why he cares. But I love him so much. Of course I'm going to do it. To say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you so much. Of course I'm going to do it. And then to go to the Beis Medrash, to go to a shir, to look for something online, to look for whatever access you have to whatever you have. Say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why? I want to know you. Why do you care? Because that will additionally, through that mitzvah, even more so, draw me closer to you. That's the whole goal of Torah. It's to draw me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for the goal of Uvo Tibak, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. That's Torah. That's the gift that we're getting this Shabbat. That's the gift. Is the ability to connect with the infinite, to show love to the infinite, to understand in some small way, kivayachol, the infinite. That's what we're getting, that's what we're doing. Next paragraph. V'ainyan bazeh, yesh lavin al pima shekatuv ha'ari HaKadosh. We can understand this based on that which the Arizal says. Shebechol ha'sfirot el yonot, yesh b'chinat memutza, ha'mekasher bin madrega ha'gvoha l'menucha mehem. That when you get up into the upper realms, in the Kabbalistic upper realms, that the way that it works is, that there's a concept of a mimutza, of some connector, that it's not just levels upon levels upon levels. Every level is connected to the level below. They're all connected by links in a chain. There's always something which is linking each level to the next, all the way up into the heights of Shemayim. So too, even though it seems impossible, there is that which can even link the creator to the created, that can link the infinite to the finite. What's that link? That's the Torah. How is it possible that us, human beings, flesh and blood, can cling to the spiritual infinite? How is it possible? It's not logically possible. Technically, it's impossible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a few things that act as a means, as a medium, through which we can connect to the infinite impossibly. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. That through these things somehow we're able, even though we're flesh and blood, even though we're physical, top of the next page, even though we're lowly physical beings, that we're able to rise up to the level of being able to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to achieve Uvot Tidbak. The Achad Mehem Hu Torah Kedoshah, one of these things is the Torah. It's this medium, this means between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows us to connect Him. That allows us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'Torah ana nafshi k'divat yivit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, He puts Himself into the Torah. He somehow writes Himself, so to speak, into the Torah. K'v'yachol k'tshushato yiparach mistateret b'tochol diyot HaTorah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, k'v'yachol, is somehow hovering within the letters of the Torah. That's what's happening there. That's what's going on there. Again, when we open up a Chumash, when we open up, all the things listed before, Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Halakha, Ashkafa, Chasidut, Musar, whatever it is that you're reading, whatever it is that you're learning, when you're opening up and you're learning, whatever it may be, when you open up that Sefer and you learn it, recognize what you're doing is you are touching, you are linking into, you are understanding, you are connecting to the infinite. That's what's happening. I've said this also many times before, but I'm going to stop saying that. All my stories I've told before. So in Segar, there are no new stories. So except for Shalom Bias ones. But the idea of this idea, my Rebbe brought out to me so beautifully in Shana'al for Shana'al, I forget which one, that I went in one time, we were talking about learning Gemara. And my Rebbe said to me, he said, Rabbi, I want you to try something. He says, I want you to, next time you go to Gemara Shir, to get into it a little bit more. He said, what I want you to do is don't read it, Amar Rava, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Shirin Bayochai. Don't read it like that. He said, when you read it, I want you to say to yourself, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rava. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hear God speaking to you through the words of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. Hear Him speaking to you through them. That's what's happening. To feel that, to understand that, to internalize that. When you're learning about oxes goring other oxes, that's next week's Parsha. When you're learning about oxes goring other oxes and you're wondering, what happened to Matan Torah? The answer is, no, this is it. This is how I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Sound and Light show. This is life. And I connect to it by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to me in every one of those things. Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through every one of those halachot, through every one of those concepts, through every one of those hashkafot. Through every one of those words, I look at a word of the Torah, and I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to me. I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to me. And I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kedusha, so to speak, of His, that's contained in the words inside of every single word of the Torah that He's saying here. The Kasher Yehudi Lomed Torah, Lishma, Hareu Mitdabek Bashem Bashem Baruch. That when a Jew learns Torah Lishma, we're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Alderach Mad'ita Nefesh HaTzadik Atuf B'diburo. Nefesh Tzadik Adi Petro, that the soul of the Tzadik is encompassed by his words. I assume that's a pasuk that I don't know. I assume it's a pasuk though, but I'm not sure. That the soul of the Tzadik is encompassed by his words. Al derech v'yochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oteif B'dibaro B'Torah HaKadosha. That k'v'yochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is encompassed by the words of his Torah, that he's surrounded by and he's surrounded by the words of his Torah. As the Me'orinayim says, Shashem Yibarach Tzimtzem Et Atzmo L'toch HaTorah. The Me'orinayim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, He somehow constricts Himself into the Torah. K'dei Shiyuchal Ha'adam Shubal Gvul V'Tachlit L'dabek Atzmo B'Hashem Yibarach. That it's possible for a person who has borders, boundaries, that somehow we're able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to the infinite. Shubligvul v'tachlit kivichule. Again, it's beautiful how he's understanding this pasuk. This is all based on this pasuk, the introductory pasuk to Matan Torah, to the Aseret Dibrot. And God said all of these words, saying, meaning, how is he understanding it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all of the Torah in order to say this one thing to us. It was all to say just this. The whole Torah is just to hammer home this point. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem. I am Hashem, your God. Kol hadvarim ha'ila, all of these words, kol hatzorah, the whole Torah. Hakol hu leimor, it's all just to say, it's all him, it's screaming out to us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Every day I learn, I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day I daven, he doesn't talk to me. Every day. The answer is, of course he is. All of this, which becomes all of this, and then becomes all of this, and then becomes all of this before the whole bookshelf falls down. And becomes all of this. What is it all? All of this was to tell me the same thing. No, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm talking to you. I'm connected to you. I'm Hashem, your God. That's what all of this is for. That's where all of this is going. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shebechol adrim ha'eile. Tamun aram nafshi kidivati avit. That in every single thing, in every word in the Torah, every word, if you look, if you think, if you seek, you will find that I, my soul, is in every single word of the Torah. And I'm speaking to you through it. I'm connecting to you through it. And you're connecting to me through it. The kulam mevi'im l'Hashem Elokecha, and all of you that are going to get to you, all of those words are going to get to you too. Hashem Elokecha, get you to Hashem your God. Hashem romeiz le'emuna, ba'shashem yiparach, hu hayao ve'viyeh. The name of Hashem hints to the fact the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time. He's Hayah Ve'Yeh. And Elokecha, what is Elokecha hinting to? Elokecha is the dvekut, that this infinite God is connected to me, that I'm connected to Him. Shua Elokim Shelcha, that He is my God. Kimo Dichtiv, Ze Keli Ve'Anveyu, this is my God, and I will glorify Him. It says in the next paragraph. She quotes further on in the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says all, meaning all of these things, but he stops it at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says et kol. He says everything. So what does he mean by Yidaber Elohim et kol? What does he mean he says kol? That's talking about the kol of Avraham Avinu. Where it says, towards the end of Avraham's life, at the end of Parsha Chayisara, Vashem Beirach et Avraham Bakol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham with everything. What does the Zohar mean? Vayin Shama Shekatav Lasbira Shayachut. And see there in the Noam Melech how he explains it. Good, that was helpful. Good. Vayesh Lomar Ov. So he says, see the Noam Melech for the way that he answers it, but I'm going to give my own emphasis in the Sivu Shalom. Vayesh Lomar Ov. Dine Amru Chazal say, Kayam Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Kol HaTorah Kulad Shelo Nitna. Impossibly, Avram Avinu managed to keep the whole Torah, even though it wasn't given yet. Avram Avinu was able to keep the whole Torah, based on a pasuk in Parshat Toldot. It says that it's Avram that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yitzchak that Avraham shamar mishmarti bisfotaycho gutay v'torotay, that Avram kept called my mitzvot, torot, and chukot. What does that mean? So the Chazal are dorshing that even though he didn't have it, somehow Avram learned out the whole Torah. I think it's in that same Gemara, but it says somehow, whatever this means, that he learned out all of the mitzvot aseh from his right kidney, all of the mitzvot lo taseh from his left kidney. He somehow managed to learn out the whole Torah on his own, and he kept the whole Torah, that Avram was keeping the whole Torah before it was given. And the Noam HaMelech asks, how did Avram Avinu keep the whole Torah before it was given? We can explain this based on the fact that, again, what's a summary of the whole Torah? Is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Emuna v'dvekut. The essence is Emuna Hashem. Faithfulness, connectivity to Hashem, and dvekut, clinging to Hashem. Meaning, he's saying it in a different way. Meaning, what does it mean he kept all the Torah? He didn't have the mitzvot. He didn't have the Torah, he didn't have the mitzvot. So one layer of answer to this is, it's okay, maybe he didn't have the Torah and the mitzvot. But what's the whole goal of Torah? Why do we have the Torah? The whole goal of the Torah itself is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is emunah v'dvikut. And Avraham lived emunah v'dvikut. He was living the whole goal of the Torah, and therefore he was living the whole Torah. He was living the goal of the Torah. He was living what the Torah is meant to produce in us. And Avram, you know, takes an Avram Avinu. He managed to live what it takes the Torah to produce in us. He did on his own. But he lived what Torah expects us to live. He was the embodiment of a Ben Torah. He kept the essence of the Torah without it being given. He didn't need that means. He achieved the end. That's the depth of Avram Avinu. That he sanctified himself so greatly, that there was nothing physical left about him, to the point where Nimrod throws him into the fiery furnace and he doesn't burn. Why? Because he's not physical. Because he's clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's living on a totally different plane. There's nothing to burn. Because he was mamash on a level of kedusha like a malach. Velo shel tabo aish, there was nothing for the fire to link onto. And this level of emunah dveikus that was given to Klal Yisrael matan Torah, she sigua b'emtzaut haTorah mitzvot, that we achieve through Torah mitzvot. He seek Avram Avinu kodem shitna Torah. He was able to achieve. Avram achieved even without the Torah, even before the Torah. V'zoi pirush v'Hashem berachat Avraham bakol, and this is what it means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham bakol with everything. Shekvar az zacha Avraham v'nu l'madregah ha'elyonah shel munavet v'ikut shi'tachlit kol ha'dvarim ha'ela le'mor ha'nokash v'lecha. He was zochet to kol, meaning kol ha'dvarim ha'ela, all of these words are to get me to uvot shidvak, all of these words are to get me to ha'nokash v'lecha. And he had kol. What was the kol he had? He was living Anochi Hashem Elokecha long before the words were said. His whole life, his whole essence, his whole being, he was a living embodiment of what it means to live in the image of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He was at Kol Hadrim Ha'ela even before they were Lemur. That was Avram Avinu. That was what he accomplished. Top of the next column. New paragraph. The Or Hadrim Ha'mit Ba'arim Heitev Divrei HaBach. Based on this, we can understand that which the Bach says in Orach Chaim. Shemavir Ma'amar Chazal, when he brings the Gemara in Nedarim, Al Pasuk Al Ma'avda Haaretz Vayomer Hashem Al Azvam Et Torati Velo Al Chuba Shelo Berchuba Torat Chila. That which it says in Masechet Nedarim, that on the pasuk says Al Ma'avda Haaretz. Why was the land destroyed? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? That the Jews left my Torah and didn't follow it. And the Gemara there explains that pasuk as meaning shlo birchu batorah batchila, that they didn't say birkas haTorah before learning Torah. That somehow that, again at a different level and many amongst all of the other things that we've learned and heard, that somehow that was the cause of Eretz Yisrael being destroyed. It was the source of galut somehow in and of itself as well. What does that mean? Why did they get such a terrible punishment for not saying Birkas HaTorah? How do we understand that? They didn't say Birkas HaTorah, they're going to exile. Don't say Birkas HaTorah, the land gets destroyed. How do we understand that? Umefaresh dekavanatoi parach meolam haitash niye uskim batorah kedei shetitatzem nishmatenu beatzmut v'ruchaniyut v'kedushat mekor motzei haTorah. And he explains that the kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu since the beginning was that we should be here to be osik b'Torah, to learn Torah, to engage in Torah, in order to strengthen our neshamos, in essence, in ruchnius, in kiddushah, that comes from the Torah itself. V'mayu oskim b'Torah l'kavana hazot, and if they were learning Torah for this reason, hayuhema merkava v'ichal l'shchinato yiparach, then they would have been mamash a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchina. Mamash would have been mamash within them. Ki Eichal Hashem Hema. They would have been the Eichal Hashem. They would have brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We learned Torah Lishma for real, to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to achieve the Kiddush of the Torah that it can bring into us. We're mamash, we become a chariot, we become a resting place, we become a Eichal for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for Kiddusha. The Arts Kulami Yirami Kuldo, and then the whole land is shining from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. V'zeh Pirush Lo Halchu Ba'lishma Lo'odot Lo'odot Lo'al V'zeh Pirush Lo'alchu Ba. That means, that's what it means, they didn't go in that way. What does it mean that they didn't go in that way of the Torah? Lishma Lo'odot Lo Al Nitinata Torah She'ed Ve'ki Mishkanato Yiparach. They weren't connected to Torah in that way. They weren't thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. The goal of Matan Torah, the goal of the Torah is that the soul of a Jew should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is that we should live like malachim on the earth. We should become malachim through the Torah. We should become mamish ruchnius through the Torah. Ruchnius that's clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they weren't learning Torah with that kavana, nistalkah shchina min ha'aretz, the shchina left the land, ve'altala lemala, and it went up on high. Meaning that's the idea here. That's the idea. They needed to say Birkas HaTorah. What is Birkas HaTorah? It's not that they didn't say the bracha, and we were thrown out because they didn't say the bracha. They didn't live the bracha. They were learning Torah, but they weren't getting into what it means to learn Torah. They were learning it intellectually. They were learning it from a distance. They were learning it like a chokhmah. We have to see. We have a responsibility to see, to recognize, to internalize. Right? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We need to, when we look at this book, when we look at every single pasuk in the Torah, every single pasuk, to see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is speaking to us, to feel that connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make that real. When we do that, we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into us, inside of us, because we're clinging to Him. We're not learning about Him. It's not an intellectual pursuit. That's not the goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed with how smart you are. That's not the goal. It's a big challenge in many of the firm communities today. It's a big challenge that the people who we put on the highest pedestal are the people who are the smartest in Torah. The smartest in Torah. That's not the goal. Whether you're smart or not smart, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much you can understand, how much you can maintain. Yes, there's a lot of work that goes into that also. There's a lot of amelus that goes into that also. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs you and knows how smart you are and not smart you are. And it doesn't matter. He doesn't expect more than that from you. And the greatest, greatest achievement in Torah is not how smart you are in Torah. It's that when you learn Torah, you are fully invested in Torah. Fully invested in every moment of that learning Torah. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through every second of that Limud Torah. And even when you finish learning, that you're clinging to Him through the Torah that you learned. That you're a Ben Torah. Not just a Talmid Chacham. That you're a Ben Torah. That's the goal. That I'm in the image of the Torah. I don't just know it. Again, for somebody to be a Gadol Hador, you obviously also need to know all of Torah backwards and forwards, the Gadol Hador know, and have always known. But that's not enough to get you past being a Talmud Chacham. That's not enough. It's not enough. What you need to do is to get to a place where you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. Through the Torah. It's something which we still suffer from today. We still suffer from today. I still remember one of the institutions that I was at. Every single time we had a guest, like a prestigious guest, and they would want to show off how well the learning was in this institution that I was in. So they would always pick the same guy to give a shiur, to show how the great level of Talmud Torah in this institution. And he had no kesher to Kedushah through the Torah. There was nothing there. Was he a Talmud Chacham? Yes. Is he a Talmud Chacham? Yes. Is he a very nice guy? Yes. And I don't have much contact with him today in a long time. No, not exceptional interest in that. But yes, he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. But every conversation I would have with him would always come to blows on this point, and I couldn't fathom how it's possible. And this is what it's talking about. Again, people in those times were good people, just like he's a good person. Shlo Baruch Hu Batrat Tchila. He says Birkas HaTorah, but he also learns Gemara during Kriyat Shema and Shacharis. When we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, you're sitting in front of a Gemara, not in front of a sitter. How do you do that? And we talked about it. He looked at me one day and he said, it's Gemara Seder, and you're in a prestigious institution. What are you doing starting off learning Nach? There's important things to learning Gemara. These things have not gone away. These misconceptions have not gone away. We as a Jewish people are still Lo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. We're saying the words. But we're not living the bracha. We're not living the bracha. We're not living Talmud Torah. We're learning Torah. We're not living Talmud Torah. Right? Even those of us who just left Shana Bet, and again, there's no way to dig at you in any way, shape, or form. You guys are amazing, and that's why I asked you to keep learning, because I can't have a week and not learn with you guys from Shana Bet. But the idea to think of how many classes you just went to. Think of how many classes you just showed up to. And then think of how many classes you got into. Think of how you're sitting there now, trying to get into a shir like Shana Bet on Zoom only a month later. And probably how much you missed having been in that room in a way that you never fully appreciated. The idea is not to learn Torah. The idea is to live Talmud Torah. To constantly, all I want is to connect to you through Talmud Torah. And the only reason I'm learning is to connect to you. That's what we need to bring home. That's what we need to ingrain. This isn't some out there concept. This isn't not relevant to our lives. This is very relevant to our lives. This is why we're still in Galus. It's one level of why we're still in Galus. That when we're sitting down and learning Torah, that we're not learning Torah because I want to know another halacha. Again, think about the parallel, and it's so obvious. You don't say, listen, you know, I don't say, Shoshana, I only know X number of things about you. I'd like to increase my knowledge of information about you. Please tell me one more thing that I can do for you so I can increase my knowledge of things to do for you. Thank you very much. Are we done? Okay, I'm going to go on to the next thing now. Right? Is shir over? Can I go? Right? That's the same thing. Like how weird is that? Like, who would say that? That's Torah. That's what we do when we learn Torah that way. Yeah, okay, I'll learn another halacha. No! A Kaddish Baruch would tell me one more halacha. How do I tie my shoes? What do I do if they're loafers? What do I do if I'm a lefty? What do I do if I'm a woman that's a lefty? I don't know! What do I do? It's very confusing. True story. It's very confusing and it's not clear. It's not clear. And I want to know, Kaddish Baruch Hu, what do you want me to do? I'm going to agonize over it. I have so many notes on how to tie your shoes. Because in Queens, I had another halacha for Ashkenazic men, Ashkenazic women, Sephardic men, and Sephardic women. And they weren't all different. But there was there's six different permutations for the lefties and the righties and all of those. You start multiplying in ways I can't do math. So many notes on tying your shoes. It's not even just a joke like, oh, tie your shoes. Like, no, it's like there's literally tons of halacha on tying your shoes. Why? Because I care. I don't just want to know another thing. What do you want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want? And when I'm learning that, to feel that, and then, and it's not this piece, but let's talk about it, and then when I go to do it the next morning, to think about it when I'm tying that shoe. To think about it. To get into it. Shelo Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila, they said Birkas HaTorah, but they didn't care. They said Birkas HaTorah, but they weren't using it to bind themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said Birkas HaTorah, but they were learning Torah, but not living learning Torah. It's all the difference in the world. It's Galus versus Geula. It's Galus versus Geula. And you could sit in the Beis Medrash day and night, like this guy, good guy. You could sit there and learn Torah. If you ask another Jew, why are you learning something that's not so important like Nevi'im? If you learn Gemara during Kriyat Shema, Mitzvah d'oraisa, it's in the book you're learning, right? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa in Kriyat Shema. When that's where you're at, you don't get it. You don't get it. And because of that, I was looked down. I was the little guy in the Beis Medrash. And you know what? That was fine. I'm happy to be the little guy in the back of the Beis Medrash. Torah doesn't tell you you get to be put in a place of prominence by learning. What do you get for doing for learning? You get to be close to him. And what else do you want? What else could you possibly want? To be the guy standing in the front of the room giving the shir? Who cares? I'm sitting in the back talking to God. That's what I'm doing. That's what we all should be doing. Halavai, we should all be zocha, to sit in the back talking to God. And not sitting in the front. Not sitting in the front looking good. Sit in the back and talk to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sit in the back of shul and actually daven. Sit in the back of the Beis Medrash and actually talk to a Kaddish Baruch Hu when you learn. Nobody needs to see. Nobody needs to know what you're doing. Nobody needs to understand. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All of this is to tell us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All of Torah is just to get to cling to me, know me, get to know me, connect to me. That's what it's all for. He says here, finishes off the paragraph. V'zeu perush habracha, and that's what the bracha means. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asuk b'divrei Torah. That's what the bracha means when it says, Asher kiddushanim sotav, that he sanctifies the mitzvahs, and he commanded us lasok with divrei Torah to engage in Talmud Torah. She'esek haTorah, madbik yudiyot shem yitbarach, that it's through the esek in Torah, through learning Torah, through engaging in Torah. Not ladat divrei Torah. There's no bracha of ladat divrei Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to necessarily understand what we learn. We should, we hope to, and it's so much more elevated when we do. But what's the mitzvah? What's the goal? What's the bracha, which is telling us why we're here? La'asok, to toil, to work, because that work is what connects me to Him. Because that's the work of relationship. Because I'm talking to Him, because I'm engaging Him. When I talk to my wife, and I try to engage my wife, I fail all the time at understanding her and what she wants. All the time. And the nimshal actually fits there. I try all the time and I fail all the time in understanding Kodesh Baruch Hu and serving Him. But I'm always trying. I'm always osik more and more and more to try to understand, what do you want? What do you want? Because all I want to do is do more. And I want to do it right. And I want to make you happy. And I want to fulfill my goal in this world. That's why I'm here. La'asok b'divrei Torah. That's what binds me to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the esek in divrei Torah. That when a Jew learns Torah lishma, al pia kavanot el yonath, with the right mindset, hareu mitkadesh b'kedusha al yonah, that person sanctifies themselves with the kedusha on high. V'chol hadvarim ha'elam mevi'im oto l'Hashem Elokecha. All of these things brings a person to Hashem Elokecha. Le'emuna v'dveikut, te'emuna, t'dveikus. Because that's what the Torah is. The Torah is that means. The Torah is that conduit that binds us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Alpizeh, next paragraph. The Alpizeh Yish Lavin Hamuva B'Svarim HaKadoshim U'Mimilchad O'av Yisrael. Based on this, we can understand that which is in Svarim HaKadoshim, and specifically in the O'av Yisrael. Oh wow. She'bitkufata Shovavim. That in these weeks of Shovavim, Tiknu Kadmonenu Zal Asut Sigufim Vitaniyot Kde Lashuv Lashem Brach Bime Eile. Uvizmanenu Shnit Ma'et Koach Adorot Vinicholim Asut Sigufim Vitaniyot Haderech Yal Yede Limud Torash Ba'alpe Bigyal Varir Halacha Belibunu Vivior Yafe Shalidezeni Falim Tikunim El Yonim.
We're in a particular period of time of the year called Shavavim. Shavavim, without getting into the details, is about, it's a unique time that's embedded into the fabric of the year where we can really do tshuva. Shuvu banim Shavavim. We can really do tshuva. We can really return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a unique way. We can particularly do tshuva in inyane, kedusha, in aspects of kedusha, particularly in the realm of arayos, in issues, ben ish l'isha, each one on their own level, whether it's issues of actual arayos, issues of negia, issues of istaklos, issues of machshavot ra'ot, whatever the issue is, this time of year is particularly uniquely embedded into the fabric of the year, from the Parshat Shmot until Parshat Mishpatim, until a week from Shabbos. These 6 weeks, they're uniquely, it's a unique spiritual energy and time where we can do tshuva specifically in the realm of Kedusha, specifically in the realms of issues of arayot and ish l'isha. And he says, back in the day, they would mamish get into this, and they would do all kinds of self-affliction and all kinds of fasting and all these things. He says, we don't have that in our generation. So what does the Ovi Yisrael say? He says, how do we purify ourselves now? How do I purify myself on my level of Shovavim that I need to purify myself? How do I do it? I can't fast anymore, I'm too weak. We don't have self, we don't do these things anymore. How do I do it? Haderech hi al yidei limud Torah shebal peh, through learning Torah, specifically Torah shebal peh, learning anything that's hard to learn, deeper to learn, getting to the essence of things, whatever that may be. Biyigi'ah, and work at it, toil at it. Livarir halacha bilibun uveror yafeh, to learn everything perfectly, learn everything well, but mamish, to do it, biyigi'ah, to really work at it. None of them are here, so, but like, not like my Shana Aleph guys, so like I send them to go down to Seder for an hour and a half, and I give them a sheet, which literally spells everything out for them. And an hour later, before the hour 15, hour and a half fills out, Rebbe, I was down there, I don't understand anything, I'm done. I'm like, there's half an hour left, you don't understand anything, get back, then, No, Rebbe, I'm out, I'm done. I'll be back for Shir, maybe. Then they fall asleep, right? So like, meaning, like, it's like, that's not Yigiyah. Like, they don't get it yet, they'll get there. And if they're listening on recording, yeah, I'm talking to you. They'll get it yet. They'll get it when the right time comes. They'll get it when the right time comes. That is, you don't come upstairs and say,
I didn't get it. No, if you never left, you fight and you work and you toil. That's Eisek B'Divrei Torah. That half an hour of continuing to work and continuing to not understand, that's Eisek B'Torah. That's the Giyah B'Torah. That purifies the Neshama. Even if you don't understand yet, that's what Shir's for. Shir is for me to pretend that I understand and sound like I'm smart, even though I know what I'm talking about. That's what Shir's for. Fine. Then we can pretend to understand. But until then, is the work and the work and the work and the work to try to come to this. There were guys last year that Noah's still here. You're not on the screen, but I'm talking to you guys. You know who I'm talking about because you were in Shir last year. There were guys who would come back with the wildest theories of what the Gemara meant that were just so wrong. There was just no such pshat. Come back. But it was such a mechaya. They were so wrong, but they were not going to leave the base medrash until they had upshot. And that's fine. That's the Asik, right? You know what I'm talking about, Noah. Right? That's the Asik in the back of the room every day. That was the Asik. And they came back and they knew that they might be wrong. And after a certain point, they knew that they were going to be wrong. That was fine. They got it. They knew they were going to come up and not know the answer. That was fine. But everything would say, this is what we learned. I mean, this is what the Gemara means. And then I'd have to fight them to show them it's just not. But then together we're Eisek B'Divrei Torah. But that's what it's about. It's not about understanding. It's less. That purifies the neshama. That can purify the tum of arayos. That can purify oneself in shovim. That can take the place of fasting and affliction to really, really, really break your teeth. Break your head over the Gemara. Break your head over a sugya. Break your head. You open up a sefer halacha and understand how the nuances work and how they apply. Open up a sefer hashkafa and try to understand what the heck is going on, the elamot alinim, and understand what it means to get the Gemara. Whatever it is that you're doing to break your teeth, to break your head over it. That purifies the neshama. That purifies the Jewish soul. That can purify even for Shovavim, even on the realm of Arayot. Shal yidei nifalim tikunim elyonim, that through this you can mamish to tremendous tikunim on your neshama, to just learn, not even to get the understanding yet, just to learn. Vahezber bazeh kaamor, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol hichnis kedushato bekedushat haTorah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he puts his kedusha into the Torah. That means that when a Jew learns Torah, learns it for real, to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu as it's meant to be learned. That a Jew can mamish. Bring that Kedusha inside of them. That a Jew can mamish, that they can return to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to cling to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to learn the Torah. Because I'm Tameh. After what I did, after everything I did in my life, I'm Tameh. I can't connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but I can still learn Torah. But if I can still learn Torah, then I can connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that connection in and of itself, that purifies me from all of the tumot. On my own, I couldn't do it. But when I go into Torah, when I connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu through the Torah itself, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, he's burning away all of that tum'ah, and I'm just connecting to him in Kedusha and Tahara. That's the whole point of the tshuva. That's the whole point of all of these the tikkunim in these days. As the Rambam says, that's so great is tshuva because it brings us to the Shechina. It connects us to the Shechina, says the Rambam. That's what tshuva is. Emesh haya ze muvdal mehashem Elokei Yisrael shanoi lefana lifnei hamakom mishukatz umiruchak v'toeva v'ayom uohev v'nechman umiduvak b'shechina. That yesterday, mamish, yesterday I could be hated before our Kaddish Baruch Hu. I could be disgusting. I could be far away. I could be abominable. I'm mamish so far yesterday. And today, if I just do tshuva, through the power of tshuva, today I can be beloved and dear and clinging to the Shechina itself. How is that possible? That's tshuva, and tshuva that I can do through Talmud Torah. But that's tshuva. Shneemar, top of the next page. Shneemar barati et haolam. Kein sarich peorom ro mi beit avadim hare yadua ki Mitzrayim hayita beit avadim umahu seif paseh. Did I just skip a page? Clearly, because that didn't make any sense. There we go. Okay, sorry. Shneemar. V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. As it says, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. You can cling to Hashem your God. And the end of that pasuk, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kolchem ayom. Those people are people who are truly alive. That he gives us the ability to cling to. And that comes through tshuva, that comes through the Torah. Hagdarat mahut achet, shumuruchak min hamakom. The boundaries of the essence of a chet, That brings us, that makes us far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umahut HaTshuva, and the reality of Tshuva, Sheyudi Chozer Mitkarev Mitabek B'Hashem Yitbarach. that a Jew is able to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lakach natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach haTorah. That's why he gives us the Torah. Shebichol haMatzavim, in all situations, sheyudin nimsa, that we find ourselves in, yachol al yidei limura Torah lishma, kol echad lefi arko, that through learning Torah, each one of us according to our capabilities, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not expect any more of us than he gave us the capacity for, because where do we get it from in the first place? From him. He knows exactly what we're capable of. Each one of us according to our ability. All of our ability, but each one according to his own. Litabek al yidei ze le'ana nafshik divat yavit, that through learning Torah, to the extent that with every fiber of my being as a Kadosh Baruch Hu created me, I can get to ana nafshik divat yavit, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts himself into the words of those Torah, hamistater betocho Torah, that he's mamish inside of the words of the Torah, inside of the letters of the Torah. And the Torah therefore purifies us, and therefore brings us back and has us cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if Chazal say, Kol hamadbik be'ovrei avera, af al pi shelo asakim ha'aseim harezim mekabel poranut kayotze behem. Say Chazal, that anybody who clings to people who do averas, even though they didn't do the avera, they still get punishment and challenge in their life, like those who did the averas. And on the flip side, the chola medabek beosei mitzvah, and anybody who clings to people who do mitzvah, who are learning Torah, afal pi shelo osakim ha'aseim, even if you don't do like them, harezim mekabel sachar kayotze behem, you still get the schar like them. That just by being around and clinging to people who are doing Torah and mitzvot, you get this, a little bit of that schar also, because you're connected to them. You're siphoning it off. You're not taking away from them, Chazal, but you're it's like a candle can light other candles, never reduces from the flame. Your mom is taking from their light, and you're lighting up yourself just by being close to them. Kol shekein v'kal v'chomer. Even more so, hamidabek kiviyachol la'Hashem yitbarach. One who clings to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah, alideishu davuk leTorah, by being clinging to the Torah, shekol mechubar leKadosh Kadosh, that anything that's clinging to Kadosh is Kadosh, anything that's clinging to holiness is holy. Shekol mechubar leTorah, anything that clings to purity is pure. That doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter how far I've fallen. It doesn't matter what happened in my life. It doesn't matter how much I've. You're right. There's no way to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now. There's no way. But if I open up the Chumash, if I open up the Torah, then I'm connecting, I'm directly linking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And I can't purify myself. But if I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah, I'm clinging to the Makor HaKidusha, I'm clinging to the source of holiness itself. His holiness burns away my sins. His holiness burns away my chataim. And I walk out of the purifying waters. I walk out of the mikveh of the Torah, pure and ready to go and lead a life of Kiddushah. That's the koach of the Torah. That's the koach of the dveikut of the Torah. Again, each one of us, wherever we are, whether we're in yeshiva, we're in seminary, whether we just left, and whether we're living in an apartment in Yerushalayim, whether we're back in Chutz La'aretz, whether we're in an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, whether we're in a house in Texas, I think, whether we're in a house in Texas, whether we're in a house in Albany, wherever we are, I think I got everybody. I think if I miss you, I apologize. I 1% don't know exactly where you are, but you know who you are, and I know that I don't know. But the idea is, no matter where we are. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, no matter how distant we feel, we open up a Chumash, we open up a Torah, we open up a Sefer, we open up the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We enter into a realm of Kiddusha. We connect to a reality of Kiddusha. And everything that we've done where we are, and everything that we've done in our lives, and everything that we want to just let go of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu burns it away. And I'm pure, and I'm able to continue now to go forward and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live in a reality of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can accomplish that. I can mamish accomplish that through Lima Torah itself. If I don't just learn the Torah, I live the learning of the Torah. I live the learning of the Torah. It's 6 o'clock. So to summarize again the idea here that we're getting here, we're on the Shabbos, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the Shabbos of Parsha Yitro, the Shabbos of Parsha Yitro. We're receiving the Torah now to open up that the whole Torah is being given to us to impossibly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah, be'emes, through Asek B'Torah, through an emistic learning of Torah, through understanding that I'm going to do this work, I can mamish cling to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I can cling to him, connect to him, and that's the whole goal of life. And the best way, the purest way to do that, is to keep learning like all of you are doing now, even on Zoom, wherever you are. To come on Zoom and say, no, I'm going to learn Torah, even though it's hard to learn on Zoom. I'm going to reconnect with the Kaddish Baruch Hu through the depth of the Chassidus of the Nesivos Shalom. To go and to keep connecting and learning that Torah and using it to cling to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, using it as the means to an end that it is. To get to clinging to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to get to that all of it's a means to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Emunah V'Dvikut. And to recognize, even if I feel distant, like I shouldn't be able to do that, the Torah itself allows me to do that. Because it's by connecting us to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, burns away, clears away all of that Tum'ah, and allows me to focus and connect to Him. Bezrat Hashem Yishol Bizoche, this Shabbos, to be Mekabel the Torah, to really receive the Torah with true emunah and true bitachon, with true emunah and true dveikus, and that it should continue to light up our lives, to purify us from our sins, and to bring us closer and closer and closer to the ultimate goal itself, to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of our lives. Vashem by all of us. Yishkoach, everybody.